Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your host, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again.
All right. It's time I start to pack my face. So here we are, Big Ideas Small Business.
Yeah. On a Wednesday this time.
It is a Wednesday, 1:30.
It's normally on a Tuesday.
We do this live, and we bring guests. Oh, do we bring guests today?
Oh, boy.
Oh, do we bring guests. So today, we have the honor of joining us. We have Kalia Guillory. How are you today?
I'm awesome. I'm so awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. Seriously.
Welcome.
And thank you for doing this. Our community needs this.
Yeah,
thank you
so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing your dopeness.
Man, I'm just getting it from you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Two of you. She's going to help us unleash our dopeness today. And Laura, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, thanks.
Good deal. Well, we like to start off our interview format
with
a couple fun facts about you.
And
yes. And so here's mine. So a couple weeks ago, I was cruising down on the LinkedIn, and I see this post, and it's from Kalia, and she was delivering the commencement address for UHD graduate students for the business school.
The College of Business.
And I'm like, let me just pop in, and I was going to see her in a couple days. I'm like, let me just kind of tune in and see what she's up to, see how she's doing. I expected to watch it for about a minute or two and just get the gist of it. Here I am 18 minutes later finishing this video off because it was such a good speech. You are killing it.
No, thanks, bro.
Yeah, it was amazing. She did a terrific job.
It was my favorite speech that I've done thus far.
Thus far. Yeah. I like that.
Thus far.
And then y'all know each other from...
Yeah, so I met Kalia at the eWomen Network.
Yep.
And she came out just to check it out, and I think we met up and had coffee.
We did.
And she was really, like, right at the beginning of starting her business.
I think I was in the phases of maybe creating the website, like, or my marketing material. Yeah, like baby.
Yeah.
Like, weeks out, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a while ago.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Going on two and a half.
Yeah.
Crazy. Small world.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. And then I think you actually spoke at the eWomen Network.
I did. We had a round robin. It was like a lottery number pick. And then if you win, then you get to present as a keynote or something like that. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. So I think we voted on you.
Yes.
Yeah, you
yes.
I got voted in.
I wear it with pride.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, very good. So one of the first things we do, well, thank you for the swag. She brought us in some pins.
Yeah, this is for you, Laura.
Did you see that, Laura?
Oh, yes. I didn't see that.
So I've got one that says Unleash Your Dopeness and one that says Do You See Me? So that's terrific. I like these. Put these on and wear these with pride.
Wear them with pride, man.
And I love what you're up to today, but let's talk a little bit about your journey. Where'd you come from? How'd you get to where you are today before we get into your big idea?
Before we get into the meat and potatoes
right?
How do we get to the meat and potatoes? Well,
that's
it's really funny because up until 2 months ago, I have transitioned fully away from corporate America life. And now I used to refer to myself as a corporateur, meaning I merged corporate America with entrepreneur, and I just married the two words together.
Right.
So I'm no longer a corporateur. I'm an actual entrepreneur now. And I know, right? Give me some up top.
Yeah.
And that all really came about. I always had a desire and a passion for speaking. It's one of my job requirements at my former employer. And one of my roles here recently, 2.5 years ago, as a strategy manager, all that means is that I help small business customers increase and improve their cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an internal consultant, and I flew across all the country because my territory was everybody between California, Texas, and even the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself in San Francisco, and I did a speech or a strategy presentation. And as I was taking my seat, the executive vice president over HR leaned over and said, I have no idea why we're paying, you know, these motivational speakers thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to come in here and get the team fired up when we have you on payroll.
Right.
And I leaned back. I took my Sheryl Sandberg moment and leaned back and I was like, you're right. You're on to something. And I'm sure she meant it as a compliment, but the way I internalized that was, yeah, you're paying me a pretty handsome salary, but I have to wait an entire year to get it, and you're giving it to me in 26 pay periods. Why not go ahead and be the liaison between what I know for sure in corporate America, merge and marry those two, and create a new curriculum, a new change and challenge to change a thought, and create my own professional speaking firm. So that way I can be that said professional speaker that comes in and makes a boatload of money in 60 minutes, and then I'm off to the next one.
Right.
And so that's when I shifted.
That's a light bulb.
That was like, here it is. Yeah. Here it is.
You know what's great about that is that I had my light bulb moment in San Francisco as well. There's something about the Bay Area.
It's something about the Bay Area. You're surrounded by all this energy and innovation.
I think so. So now, you know, fast forward. So you've now since not very recently.
Very, very much recently. 2 months recent.
Have left the bank. And you've now started, or not started, but have gone full in, all in.
All in. Full feet, like hands, feet, toes, full body is submerged at this point.
And it's been going well.
Absolutely. I'm having the fun. I'm having the time of my life. Now I understand when entrepreneurs say, when you fully cross over, it's like a crossover moment. I'm like, okay, well, what's going to be so different? And now I get it. Like, I really can, I own my time.
Right.
Right? And I choose who I work with.
Thanks for choosing us today.
Of course. You guys are dope. Yeah. But that's really big, you know, especially when you think of wanting to be intentional about your work and want to vibe and have a great relationship with the people that you work with. In corporate, you don't have a choice per se who you work with. You know, some folks are hired in and you're not able to, if you take over a team, that's your team, right? But right. As an entrepreneur, I get to choose. If, you know, I want to hang out with Laura and Brian, I get to hang out with Laura and Brian.
Thank you for doing it. So, that's an adjustment. Do you consider yourself fully adjusted, or are there still
things? Oh, I'm still transitioning, man. Yeah. I'm so, like, in the conditioning. I mean, we're talking like 16, 17 years of being in corporate America. 14 of those 17 years have been with my former employer. So, yeah, I mean, there's moments where I wake up and I'm like, okay, here's my to-do list. Like, let me get all this done. I got to get this spreadsheet. I got to analyze it. Like, but it's transferable skills as well. But it's not, I dictate when I get it done.
Have you driven to the office? Have you gone that far? You
get ready? No. But the first Monday that I woke up, so I was like, okay, I'm doing this completely. Like, let's say you call it a Wednesday. Yeah. My first Monday morning, I was just laying in bed and I was like, Well, and I worked from home, so, you know, like, I was used to that, but it was just not looking at my calendar and having the plethora of conference calls scheduled and having anxiety about all the stuff that I had to do and stuff that I wasn't necessarily passionate about, and not having that anymore. It's like, okay, well, the canvas is blank. Well, what am I going to do now?
Laura, you remember this period, right?
I remember that moment in my business. This was, like, before I actually even started my business.
Oh, wow.
I was in corporate oil and gas, and the industry downturned. And
so this is what, 2009, 2010?
I don't know.
I'm looking for a time. I'm curious over your timeline.
No, this was just like probably
15.
Oh, 15. Okay.
Yeah, probably
okay.
15.
And so along with like half the oil industry, I lost my job. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I was just like, but what am I going to do?
Yeah.
It was just this blank slate where I was like, I mean, I came up with like three different viable options. And I was like, well, you know, the thing that makes most sense is I should start a marketing business. And then I'm like, but, you know, I could do this and I could do that. And what if I, you know, and just all the opportunity kind of was there in front of me.
Totally. The infinite possibility is what's exciting, at least for me, is I don't necessarily have it all figured out, right? And I can be vulnerable in that space to give myself the permission to say, hey, some of this you're just going to learn as you go. But the good point is that you just got to get started.
That's right.
That's where we get caught up sometimes, is that we're chasing the perfection and we're not seeing the excellence along the way and just realizing that, hey, I really don't want to be perfect. I just want to be excellent. And I'm cool with that. Because I give myself room to make mistakes in that.
I think I'm an Infusionsoft certified partner. And one of the things that
they're on my list.
Like, one of the things that Infusionsoft partners say all the time is version one is better than version none.
I like that.
I love that because, you know, it's so true. It's like, you know, not everything's going to be perfect. You know, just do something. You know,
totally.
Version one, if you want to improve on it, then, you know, version two.
And just being conditioned with the word mistakes, right? Like, in corporate is a mistake. But I'm reprogramming my brain to say, hey, it's not a mistake. It's a learning opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm getting so much out of that moment. And had I not had it, then...
In sales, we talk about wins and learns, not wins and losses.
Wins and learns.
Wins and learns. Yep. That's yep. right. And so this was this your, we like to talk about a big idea. So you, this is your big idea to take public speaking.
Yes.
And what you're doing with KLG and company.
Yes.
And do that full time.
Yes.
And so no regrets, right?
Zero.
Zero.
Like,
okay,
not looking
like
back. Yeah. Like, this is it, baby. Like, this is going to work.
And then just in the short time you've been doing it full time, what do you have, are you vulnerable enough to share a mistake or two?
Sure. Where do you want me to start? I don't know if we have enough time. You know, I would say the biggest area of opportunity is switching my mindset, right? And going from overseeing a $1 billion book of business to being responsible for 220 employees, and now I'm only responsible for myself and my own, like, really, really small book of business. And, you know, the biggest area that I would say that I'm still working through, if in the spirit of being vulnerable in this moment, is self-care and the balance of really, truly taking the time to pause. Because, like, I'm like a worker bee. Like, I'll pull all nighter, I'll take a nap, and I'm like, ooh, I'm tired, that sucked, but now look at what all I accomplished, right? And what I've come to realize is I've ran marathons, half marathons, and when you hit that wall, like, you have got to get through it. But when you hit the wall mentally, it's tough to get that momentum back up.
Yeah. That's very smart. So one of the best questions I got when I first started my company was, what are you going to do about burnout? What are you going to do about it, right?
And that's it.
And it's hard because here's the deal. Look, you've got limited book of business, like you said.
Yes.
So you're the only one responsible for income is you.
You got to hunt, baby.
You got to hunt. So it's hard to take breaks, but you've got to find that time.
It's so critical.
Unplug.
I mean, we think from a society standpoint, right? We had two heroes, some would say, with Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. Yeah. But mental health is really, really important and is key. And now some corporations are even offering mental days.
That's
so
right.
People can go and relax and recharge. But I mean, that's like the biggest area of opportunity for me.
Now we're getting into your specialty. So I love this. So on her website, and this is my favorite. So she's a leadership and inclusion advocate.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Thanks, man.
Inclusion is one of my favorite things. So just a real quick sub story. The Playworks is one of the organizations I'm in, and it's all about getting kids to play on the playground.
Oh,
one of the biggest things, right?
Because
there's so many good things that come out of that. There's the teamwork, the leadership, but certainly bullying and things go down when it comes to inclusion. Everybody gets involved with this program.
Everybody, and it's not a matter of accepting who we are; it's celebrating who we are. And I think people have a problem with understanding the difference between the two. Oh, I accept you, Brian, or hey, Kalia, I accept you for, you know, being a black woman.
Right.
Well, how do you accept me? Like, just celebrate me, right? Like, that's it. That's all we need to do there.
So these are the types of topics that you touch on in your speaking.
Right. So that's my differentiator. You know, so people will challenge me and say, okay, well, there's a billion and one speakers out there in the
right.
world that focus on corporate. Well, for my differentiator is for everything I shared in my opening is I've already been there, done that. I had to turn over. I had to figure out how am I going to close my back door? How am I going to develop my team? How am I going to make sure and inspire my team so that I create followership from a leadership standpoint? How are people going to want to work for me? I don't want people to have the Sunday blues thinking about everything they have to do on Monday morning.
Right.
I mean, I want to promote X amount of, I mean, my goals were so outside of products and services. At one point, my manager was like, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, it's my own little pilot, right? I'm doing my own little pilot. And I'm so happy I did, because not only did I promote a plethora of people under me, but I won sales and service awards because we did everything. It was outside the box. You know,
right.
we removed the manufactured labels, and we really, truly, I embraced being my whole self everywhere, not just at work, not just in the community, but literally everywhere. And that started with me, in full transparency, coming out the closet.
Right.
And I think people fail to realize that, hey, you know, the proverbial closet isn't exclusive just to LGBTQ.
Right.
It's for everybody. You
right.
know, people who are veterans. You wouldn't believe I had a guy that told me, I mean, I worked with this fella for a couple of years, had no idea he was a vet. And I'm thinking, like, we should have been honoring you these past 2 years. And he was like, well, I didn't want anyone to know because I'm afraid that people will think I have PTSD and then they'll think I'll come in here and just go crazy. So he's his closet is he's a veteran. He is military status, and some people it's religious freedoms, and for some other people, it's whatever you think is so unique about yourself. My goal and my differentiator is to help corporations leverage that, so people really truly, when they walk through the door, they're not checking their religious freedom, they're not checking their military status, they're not checking their sexual orientation, they're not checking any of these dimensions of diversity that is a part of their character, because we need all those dimensions to bring to the table so that we can have diverse in thought, we can have leadership, we can have performance, productivity. I mean, we come from an era of people think, oh, I'm just going to continue to spend millions and millions of dollars in training around products and services. Mm-hmm. You've done that for the past 20 years, mm-hmm. and you're not really moving the needle here, right? Like, you're stagnant, you plateaued. Why not do something different? People want to be connected to something bigger than they are, and you can create that by allowing them and inspiring a human-to-human connection. Mm-hmm. So simply put, I work with corporations to help them allow their team members to be who they are at work, and I teach them how to be human again.
Wow. There's so many parallels to what we talked to JD about last week, right? So y'all
got
to get back.
We have got, JD, shout out, if you're watching this, we have got to get together.
Yeah, that's right. But that's terrific. And that sounds a lot like a film that I saw was coming out. There's some
great segue, Brian. Oh, man, that was like perfect. Teed me up. I could like hit a home run now.
That's right. So Kalia's actually producing at this moment a film on some of these topics. And I'd love for you to share a little bit more with
us. Yes. So it's a docuseries, a three-part docuseries. The title is IMU, Dimensions of Diversity. I created the documentary to do exactly what we just talked about, is to inspire human-to-human connection, allow us to embrace our uniqueness, and also identify misconceptions and unconscious biases that we have within ourselves. Some of this is that we just don't know what we don't know, right? We don't have the tools or resources to lean into the courageous conversation. Like, I'm curious about this, but I don't know quite how to ask it. And the idea or niche is that I partnered up with Rowdy Gunshot Productions. It's two local filmmakers here killing it. They're also corporateurs. They're still working in corporate America. So it's really sweet whenever you can live out your vision and you're financing it through your corporate America gig, mm-hmm. and then you're able to transition away. But they have really taken everything that was swirling around in my head, and we've created the trailer that you saw. And niche is different. So you guys watch documentaries?
Oh, yeah.
So documentaries on diversity, you'll probably find, like, Katie Couric just did one on sexual orientation, right? There's one on race. There's others on religious freedoms. What we've done is we combine all of those dimensions and put them into one part. So part one will attack all the proverbial sensitive topics that, from a corporate standpoint, that everyone in that building is talking about around the water cooler.
Right. Yeah.
But no one in corporate wants to admit it. Oh, well, we don't want to talk about politics at work. We don't want to talk about religion at work. Well, we live in the most diverse city in the whole country.
Right.
And based on what I'm looking at in your HR guidelines, I'm willing to bet about 30-40% of your staff are participating in Ramadan. So you don't want to talk about that?
Yeah.
They should be able to feel comfortable. And do you have a space for them to be able to break away? Like, those are the type of things we need to talk about.
Right. So you kind of bring it all to surface, right? So instead of pigeonholing and taking one segment.
Yes.
You can look at the whole thing, because these
cast a net wide.
Yeah. And these are diverse, especially larger corporations. There's diverse set of people.
Totally.
And so how do you deal with all of them, not just one specific one?
Yes. So, yeah. And that is trying to help, or not even trying to help, but helping assisting corporations and organizations to realize that diversity and inclusion, they're married to each other. You can't have one without the other. Hmm. And I don't think a lot of organizations understand that. So diversity, simply put, is I came to the dance. I was invited to the dance. Inclusion means that I'm going to actually get asked to dance.
Yeah.
And the diversity piece is, do you have a diverse, not just in diverse in skin tone, but diverse in religious freedoms, diverse in mindset, in culturals, and culturally, cultural competence. That's really what diversity is. Right. Inclusion is, how do you take all those people and make sure that they are in harmony, not just at work, but within the community?
Yeah. And so a lot of our audience is small business owners, so we're not necessarily in the corporate environment. What can we take away from some of these themes as we, you know, look to build out our staffs, or maybe even just work with diverse customers? How can we?
I would say it's the same roadmap, right? Yeah. So the customer might be B2B or it might be B2G, but it's still the same. Everybody still wants the desired thing. even if we don't say it, but we all want to dwell in a harmonious community where we can feel comfortable raising our family and our children and not being afraid to be who we are out in public. And I think that's the pivot. That's the pivot that's upon us, just not from a work standpoint, but just from a society standpoint. Yeah. When can we shift and pivot to have these type of conversations and it be okay? Because it's not a matter of changing your moral compass or changing your ideas on how the world is, but it's being able to tap into your psyche and say, oh, well, that makes sense to me now. Mm-hmm. Like, I can understand how that comes about. But what happens is that we don't have those conversations, so we draw our own conclusions, and then we all know where that leads us.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, do you have any other thoughts as we close out?
Yeah, I mean, I love the message that you bring, and I think that, you know, it's great for organizations and companies, but definitely, I mean, it's great for entrepreneurs as well and business and small business owners, but I think it's just great for the world in general. I mean, just people in general and thinking about not just at work, but in your life overall, you know, how can you be more inclusive? How can you think outside of yourself?
Totally.
And consider... you know, somebody else's situation, somebody else's life, and what's mm-hmm. important to them.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really it. You hit the nail on the head there because that's what we all want, right? Mm-hmm. It's to show up as who I am. I mean, it took me 14 years at the same company through mergers, of course, but it took me half of that time to actually be courageous enough to actually say, okay, I'm showing up at 100%. This is who I am. I'm no longer playing the pronoun game.
So were you, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I've only known this clear. So yes. were you at one time quiet?
No, so okay. I was like, no. So what I mean, listen, man, ever since the first grade, like I can pull out some report cards that says she is enthusiastic and everything, but she's got a knees improvement because she's talking to everybody. She is disturbing everybody. Like, you got to rein this kid in. Right. Always been that way, but from a corporate standpoint, I've always had the zeal for life, but I wasn't truly connected to my team.
I see.
Because I was, over the weekend, you know, when you build in followership with your team, it's like, hey, what did you do? What did you guys go in and do? I knew everything there was about my team, but it was this pocket of my life that I wasn't sharing with them because I was playing a pronoun game. They would say, well, what did you guys do for the weekend? Oh, we went over here. They had to work. Instead of just saying, oh, she and I, mm-hmm. or she had to work, you right. know, and then once that was done, then it was like, everything exploded. Productivity exploded. Yeah. Performance exploded because I truly was showing up at 100%.
That's really inspiring. Yeah, you felt disconnected with the work, totally. With the work environment until you could fully
and
be yourself.
They were disconnected with me as well.
That's right. Yeah. And then you see results. That's
see?
Powerful.
And it had nothing to do with a product or a service.
That's right.
I think, I was just going to add that, you know, I talk about personal branding a lot. And, you know, not only the branding of your company, but who are you as a
yourself,
person.
Yourself, yes.
And how you show up. And I think it's absolutely true that when you bring your 100%, you know, it's not just yourself that you're benefiting, but you're benefiting everyone else as well. Because there's things that you bring from your personal experience,
totally.
From who you are, that, you know, are going to be, you know, assets to your team or
absolutely.
To your business or to your customers. So,
totally.
So yeah, I mean, I think just when we're holding back, we're not benefiting not only ourselves, but, you know, the whole community around us.
And it's selfish, right? Like, if Brian is showing up at 100%, but I came to the door at 50%, that's not fair to him.
Yeah.
I should be at 100% so that he can get everything that's inside of me that he'll be able to go out and implement into the world.
That's the right perspective. So one of the things we like to do is talk about, you can do one or the other or both.
Okay.
Technology that you use that you'd recommend to entrepreneurs, people
Man,
out there?
This app saved my life.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Because I do a lot of videos, right?
Yeah.
I believe in vlogging versus blogging because I'm just, writing just really isn't my thing, but I can sit here and I can talk to a camera all day long.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I didn't have enough time in the day to do 20, 30, 50, 60 takes because I goofed. I shouldn't have said it that way.
Uh-huh.
This app, BigVU.
BigVU.
I think you can download it to test it out for like a free trial, but I think it's like $10 a month or something. Uh-huh. But for my vloggers out there, this app will save their life. I'm going to tell you why. If you are doing your video from your phone, you have, depending on what your orientation is, landscape or portrait, you can type in your script, and there's a teleprompter right there on your screen. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is read it. And they even, if you upgrade, you even get a section where you can input your lower third.
Oh, wow.
So it appears to be a very professional video that you literally shot, of course, from your phone, but using and leveraging their software so that, A, you're more effective and your time management is going to go through the roof, because now you don't, I didn't have to hire someone to edit my videos anymore because I have a script.
That's it. It's Big VU. How do you spell it?
Big VU, all one word. B-I-G, V as in Victor, U as in university.
Big VU. So check that out. I use teleprompter too, but I like piece together some free stuff on it, but it works.
Yep.
But this one's all consolidated into one.
All into one, man. Turnkey.
Good recommendation. And then another thing we'd like to ask is reading along the way. Is there books that you've recommended or you recommend?
Yes. So the Four Agreements is always have been one of my favorites. It just kind of aligns with what we talked about today, is making sure that you're within agreement with yourself before you could be in agreement with someone else out in the world. It's by Miguel Ruiz. Podcasts, you know, some people are like, I don't read anymore, I listen. Of course, shameless plug, Startup Masters is my actual show for business owners who, and we're like full transparent, like we, just like we did today, we talk about, hey, what made you vulnerable? Like, what was the peak? What was the valley like? How did you get out of that?
That's right.
And that's on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, you name it.
Yeah.
And then the last piece that I would say is Master of Scale. That's hosted by Reid Hoffman, guy who invented LinkedIn. He has his own podcast. I mean, he's got some phenomenal people on his show, and they talk about how to scale the right way, right? Because we always want to build it with the end in mind, but what do we have to do to get there?
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So I have the end game in mind. We talk about that all the time. So those links, all the links to that will be in the podcast notes. And then lastly, how do we find you?
KOGpassion.com. That's where you can find me. The trailer for the docuseries that we spoke about briefly is also on my website. So please check it out.
When's that come out?
Man, it's done. The first part is screened. It's done. I self-funded it. I mean, it's ready. We're just now looking for sponsorship. So if anyone's interested in sponsoring that documentary, perfect. We just need a venue sponsor. That's it. The Houstonian Magazine has signed on to be our media sponsor.
Oh, terrific.
So they're going to help us promote and get the word out. And now it's just a matter of Iberia Bank is also a sponsor. So we just need one more sponsor to help us secure the venue. We get the money tomorrow. We can screen the thing next week.
All right, so Big Idea List, you hear that out there? We have one more sponsor.
One more sponsor. Come on, please.
Let's help you out. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, thank you for coming here and unleashing your dopeness
on
us.
Oh, man, you guys unleashed it. I just fed off of your dopeness.
We had so much fun. I can speak for both of us, I think. But,
yeah, no, it's so great to see you. Thanks
good to
so
see you
for
as well.
And you know, this is just great stuff to think about. So
awesome.
I'm going to check out your trailer.
Check out the trailer, and I'd love to hear your feedback.
Okay.
All right, and thank you all for joining us. Now get out there and close some business.
See you later. Thanks for watching.
Peace.
Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I found. Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.